Sapphire Skies. Written by Belinda Alexandra and read by Caroline Lee. Can you identify these? They were in the cockpit. Ilya's voice startled Orlov. He looked up to see his friend holding out the towel. His breath caught in his throat when he realized what Ilya was showing him. They were not human remains, but the sight of them still made him weak. A gold filigree compact and a matching lipstick holder. They identified Natasha as the plane's pilot more unequivocally than even the data plate. An image of Natasha powdering her face and applying lipstick before going into battle flashed before Orlov. Makeup was strictly against Air Force dress code, and as her squadron leader, he had sent her to the guardhouse many times for ignoring the rules. Eventually, after realizing the foolishness of locking up his best wingman, when good pilots were scarce, Orlov had turned a blind eye to her disobedience. He nodded at Ilya. Over the years, he and Ilya had dug up nearly 80 sites together. Every pilot had mattered to them, but this site was the most important of all. Yet even with the proof of the data plate and cosmetic cases, Orlov still had trouble believing that they had finally found Natasha. "This is it," Ilya told the volunteers who had stopped working to watch Orlov's reaction. "This is Natalia Azarova's crash site." The dig continued. The volunteers, driven by the fact they were now excavating the grave of a famous heroine, worked with double the energy. Klavdia, despite her bent back and varicose veins, worked the hardest. She cried with triumph when she discovered ammunition boxes and guns that were also marked with the serial number of Natasha's plane. Orlov could no longer stand passively by. His doctor had warned him against too much physical exertion, but he no longer cared. "If this is my last day, then so be it," he told himself as he got down on his hands and knees to sift through the dirt piles. He was momentarily distracted by the shrill cry of an eagle. It soared above the clearing, wings outstretched. It was massive, most likely a female. Something sharp pricked Orlov's skin. Glancing down, he saw that he was holding a round object and that his palm was bleeding. He took whatever it was to the rinse bucket. When he had washed away the dirt and recognized what he had found, a wave of grief overwhelmed him. He sat down in the dirt and tugged at his collar. Leonid, frightened that his father was having another heart attack, rushed towards him. But he stopped short when he saw the delicate object Orlov was holding in his trembling fingers. A sapphire and diamond brooch. "It was her call sign, wasn't it?" asked Leonid. "Sapphire Skies." "It was her lucky charm," Orlov replied softly. "But it didn't help her that day."